So, coming now, the Bathrop Spears Broadsides show for June 2nd, 2022. This is a flashback show, and we're going to be going to the May 10th, 2001 show, which you can also find in full on the archives under an archive of the earlier shows on the Huff website. In case you want to review other shows around that time, also, that's where you can go. This has the discussion of the current status at that time, 21 years ago, of the sleeping ban. Frankly, it doesn't look like we're going to be in much better shape for the majority of homeless folks in Santa Cruz, but a minority will have the opportunity of getting into controlled programs that treat them like minors or, I don't know, incompetent individuals, which is unfortunately the standard approach to homeless folks, a way of avoiding social responsibility for the economic conditions that have created homelessness largely, and regarding them instead as medical problems or behavioral problems or unwilling and rebellious, service-resistant problems, that sort of thing. Anyway, there's also going to be a report on activist James Ney, accused of chalking peace and other kinds of slogans on the sidewalk as part of a protest. Jen Curry takes up a lot of the show. She's an individual who was biking on Pacific Avenue and was assaulted, by her account, by Officer Lauren Butchie Sticky Fingers Baker, as we used to call him, on January 19th of 2001, and there are various call-ins supporting her, giving further accounts. It was the same day that Baker apparently also went after biker Sean Duncan, who was part of a anti-Bush protest on Inauguration Day in that year. There's a John Earth interview from April 5th of 2001. We also have Catnip Kate Wells, the attorney and activist, who is trying to represent James Ney, but giving a gloomy assessment of his chances in court to file a civil lawsuit to allege false arrest because of the Atwater case, which, as well as a new legislative definition of defacing the sidewalk that happened relatively recently, I guess, at that time. There's a San Francisco attack on Food Now bombs up in San Francisco with the removal of benches at Civic Center Plaza in front of the mayor's office and in that parked area. I discuss the bad new drug czar, John Water, who is coming in. That's either Water or Walter, I'm not sure which. And we have Judith calling in on the El Centro Mercy Charities deal. And James Costner accused of, well, admittedly, smashing the Christopher Columbus statue in San Jose in front of the, I guess, City Hall or the mayor's office. He's a premature statue remover, and he got punished for it. He's waiting a bail reduction hearing. And there's more, so tune in and check it out. And back on Sunday with probably a more current show. So you'll have to wait till then for that. But in the meantime, check out the past and see if you think anything's changed, gotten worse, gotten better. And let it encourage you to take the actions necessary to make those changes in the right direction. I should say in the left direction.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it. appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine